Today's daf is Menachis Daf Mem Beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, moving along in sugyas dealing with tzitzis. Another festa daf. From a rate perspective, it's one daf that's really five, but Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we'll go through the daf and then at the end speak a little bit about tcheles. Zok to Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, kama chutin hu noisein, how many strings are tzitzis made up of? So if you look at your tzitzis, you know that your tzitzis on each corner have four chutin that go through the hole, which when they hang down are eight. But this b'raisa tells us the rest of the story. Bishami, Yemir Bishami says dalet, that there's four strings of tzitzis which later become eight. Ubei Sula, Yemir Bein Sula says gimel, it's three that later become six. Interesting. How long do the tzitzis have to be? And the way Rashi explains, after you make the psilim, after you make the knots, beneath that, how long do the tzitzis have to be? Bishami Yoimrim Dalit. Bishami says four. Ubeisilu Yoimrim Gimel. So according to Bishami, it has to hang down four etzbois beneath the knots. According to Beisilu, it's only three. Shebeisilu Yoimrim, Beisilu say achas me arba betefach shel kol adam. When Beisilu say that it's three tefachim, what kind of three tefachim are we referring to? A three etzbois. It means one etzba, which is one-fourth of a tefach. As we'll see in a moment, that the shear of a tefach was always referred to by Chazal in terms of how many etzbois it's made out of. But sometimes you're going to find a tefach that's made up of four etzbois, sometimes a tefach that's made up of five etzbois, sometimes a tefach that's made up of six etzbois. How's that possible? Tefach is a tefach is a tefach. So either it's four, it's five, it's six. The teretz is, it depends which finger are we talking about. If you're talking about the thumb, which is a thicker finger, it's 1/4 of a tefach. So there's four thumbs to the five middle fingers and six pinkies. Either way, when Beisul says it's four etzbois, we mean four of the larger etzbois, four thumbs. Amarav, Papa, tefach deiraisa. The tefach deiraisa is dalut begoidel. It's made up of four thumbs. Shis pektana, six pinkies. Chamesh petilsa, and five middle fingers. Amarav, huna, dalut beteich dalut, mushulash is dalut. Dalocha, as it relates to tzitzis, is dalut, which are dalut and dalut. Just remember dalut. Remember the number four. How so? Number one, it's four chutin, like Bishamai said. Number two, it has to be within four etzbois of the corner of the baguette in order for it to be considered to have been on the kanaf. Umushulesh is dalet, and it has to hang down four etzbois as well. So Rav Huna said, dalet, chain dalet, which is a chiddush, because he's paskining in two regards like Bishamai. Number one, he's paskining like Bishamai that it's four chutin and not three. Number two, he's saying it has to be mishuleshes dalet. It has to be hanging down four etzbois and not three. Rabbi Yehuda says gimel, but teich gimel mishuleshes gimel. No, it's not dalet, but rather it's gimel. It has to be three chutin, which later becomes six. It has to be within three etzbois of the corner of the baguette, and it has to be hanging down three etzbois, not four etzbois. Amr Apapa, what's the bottom line? Hilchasa dalet. Said Rapapa, the halacha is not dalet. It's not gimel. It's dalet, gimel, dalet. Dalet, you start off with four chutin. Gimel, it has to be within three etzbois of the corner of the baguette. And then dalet, it has to hang down. Dalet, says the Gemara, this is all suggesting that there's a shear of how long the tzitzis have to be. Raminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Tzitzis, ain't tzitzis aliyotze. The word tzitzis suggests that it hangs, vein tzitzis al mashu, and at the same time, it doesn't suggest the shear. Meaning, it could be even a mashu. Ben b'seir of amru tzitzis ain lo shear. In fact, there was a ma'aseh shayu kachoya with the ziknei b'shamay and the ziknei b'sul. They all went to the aliyah of Yoichanan ben b'seir, and they were discussing the laws of tzitzis. And they said tzitzis has no shear. Interesting. So they said the same is true regarding a lulav. Ain by shear. My love, ain lo shear cloud. Doesn't it mean that there's no shear at all? So again, we have two rayas that tzitzis has no shear. Number one, the word tzitzis is ain tzitzis ela mashu. Somehow that's related to the word itself. And it was a story. A ma'aseh shehayah kachayah with the ziknei b'shamay and the ziknei b'sul. And they all said tzitzis ain lo shear. So the Gemara says, no, what it means is ain lo shear l'maylo, avo yesh lo shear l'mata. Ain lo shear means, Zok Rashi, the kamad abay la'av yarech. If you want to have those tzitzis that hang all the way down to the floor, that's okay.
Question is if it could sweep the floor, which is less a shayla with tzitzis, more a shayla with a talis, ben tzitzis hakeses. That's a whole different discussion for a whole nother day. It's not going to problem. It's simon chafalif. But the point is that tzitzis, technically, they can be as long as you want them. But there is a minimum shear. The Zikdei Bishami, the Zikdei Beisul said that similarly, as it relates to lulav, there's no shear as well. Is that true? Hachi namad ein l'shir klal. But the time we learned in the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by gimel tvachim kiden linanea by kosher, that a lulav has to have at least three tvachim, so you should be able to do nanuim. Elo, what does it mean when the Zikne Beshame and the Zikne Beshul said that lulav is ein l'shir, ela ein l'shir l'mayla, aval yesh l'shir l'mat, hachinami, ein l'shir l'mayla, aval yesh l'shir l'mat. So the bottom line, there is a shir. It's interesting that Rapapa came and Rapapa said that there was confusion. There was a machloikis. Dalit, 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 gimel, gimel, gimel. And Rapapa was machria, it's dalit, gimel, dalit. Dalit meaning that the amount of chutin you need to put into each kanaf of the baguette is four and not three. Gimel has to be within three etzbayis at the corner of the baguette, and Dalit has to hang down four tefachim. What's interesting is Rapapa was paskening like Beis Shammai, because the first Dalit and the second Dalit, Dalit, Gimel, Dalit, the two Dalits were really a subject of dispute amongst the Tanakh, specifically Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And in both cases, Beis Shammai said Dalit. Beis Shammai said Dalit chutin, Beis Hillel said only three chutin. Beis Shammai said it has to hang down Dalit etzbayis, Beis Hillel said only has to hang down three etzbayis. So Rapapa's paskening like Beis Shammai, which is very big chiddush, because we know the rule. Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel, asur lavei, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. But right now, Baal Mohadein, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. And in fact, Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah that we referenced yesterday on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosfos brings from Rab Amram, who said in Beshisha Mekoymes Halacha ke Beis Shammai. So the first one is in terms of the Shir Sukkah, Roish Shulchan, which is the halacha, and that's Shitas Beis Shammai. It's not Shitas of the Idach. I'm just reading from Tosfos Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Be Menaches Perikat Cheles Daf. Nem Amid Aleph, Gabi Sadim Betzitzis, Beshamai Poitrin, Ubeisol Machaib. We spoke about that yesterday. Oitcham, Kamachutin Hunoise, Beshamai Abrin Dalit, Ubeisol Gimel, Oit Hosom, Kamatemish Uleshes, Beshamai Dalit, Ubeisol Lemim Gimel, Bechol Hani Abdi Kibeshamai. Like our papa came out, Lemaisel, said the tzitzis that we wear today follows Beshamai. We mentioned yesterday quickly the Gemara about Rabba Bar Barchana and Bava Basra the Fine Dalit when the Arab merchant showed him the. Took him sightseeing in the Midbar, and he showed him the Meisei Midbar, and he ripped off a corner of one of the begadim, of the tachrichin, of one of the Meisei Midbar. He wanted to bring it back to Beis Medrash so they can analyze the laws of tzitzis. And then he couldn't move, so he left it there, and they came to him, and they asked him, they said, Rabbi Bar Bachan, why'd you leave it there? At the very least, you should have looked, you should have been Mayan. What was he supposed to see? So if you look at that Gemara a little bit more clearly, you look at the rest of the story, they said, look at how many chutim were there. Were there eight or six? Was it four or was it three? Is the halacha like Beis Shammai or is the halacha like Beis Hillel? Interesting. Either way, the word tzitzis suggests that something's hanging down. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel over there. It's referring to a blurus, like a chup. But the point is that's what the word tzitzis means. It has to be like the tzitzisa, like this blurus that our mom used to wear, which was tied together at the top, and it just loosened more at the bottom, which is the way the tzitzis are. You're supposed to make it tight at the top, and then on the bottom it drapes down. Oh yeah, like Dil Sher. If the tzitzis were put on the corner, literally on the corner, you affixed it to the corner of the baguette. What we do is we put it a little bit higher, right? And there's like a little loop, and then it hangs down from beneath. Over here, it was literally put on the corner of the baguette. Oh yeah, like Dil. Or if there was a hem on the bottom of the baguette, and you put it on the hem, Ksher, the loch is its kosher. Bless when Yaakov. Says the Gemara, "Commandos, a hodem Rav Gidol Merab. Tzitzis tzricha shtein on the tefes ala keren." There's a Rav said that the tzitzis has to be on the keren itself. So it's not enough that it's attached to the keren, but the tzitzis need to be touching the corner, which is what we do. We have that loop that goes around the corner, so the tzitzis are ala beged. And Rav said, "I know it from a pasuk. Shenemar al kanfei vigdeim." It's not just on, attached to the kanfei bigdayim, but it's on, it's touching, it's clapping against kanfei bigdayim. So if Rav said such a halach, it must be kiman k'Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, because according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to put it on the corner, so it's going to be hanging from the corner, but it's not going to be clapping on the corner. It's not going to be literally al kanfei bigdayim. I'm Rav Yaakov, I'm Rav Yoichan, I'm etzarach sheyarchik meloi kesher goydol. You have to make sure that it is far from the corner. I mean, how far? If the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or Rav Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnasay shel Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavenaki, right? There's not a lot of halachas from Eliezer ben Yaakov, but he's naki. Whenever we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in Shas, the halachas like him. However, it's worth mentioning the Shita Sarash of Masech Zeirvin, where the Rush has a kasha from a sugya with Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he says we have a Masaira that Mishnasish Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanok is 102 places, the gematria of the word Kav, where the Allah follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but it doesn't mean every single time. But regardless, over here the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, now elaborated on this psak of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that says that it can't be literally on the corner, it has to be al kanfei bigdayim. Okay, so how far from the corner? If it's arach sheyarchik malei kasher goydel, from the top of your thumb down to the knuckle of your thumb, which is, by the way, approximately gimel etzbois. If that's the case, then essentially what Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan was saying was what Rabbi Papa had already said. Because when Rabbi Papa paskined the halachas, he said hilchas dalid. Dalit Gimel Dalit. So the two Dalits, the two bookmarks, was the two Beishamais that Rav Amram said we paskin like. But what's the middle halacha that Rav Papa was referring to? Mishuleshes Dalit. That it has Betoich Shalosh. That it has to be within three. So essentially, Rav Yochanan and Rav Papa are saying the same thing, albeit in different words. Rav Papa said it has to be Betoich Shalosh. Rav Yochanan said Vitzorich Sheyarchik Meloi Kasher Gadol, which is also Gimel Etzbois. So aren't they saying the same thing? In other words, it's a kasha. Why is Rav Papa and Rabbi Yochanan just saying the same thing? Kasha's on Rav Papa, who came later. So the Gemara, Istirich de Rav Papa, the Istirich de Rav Yaakov. Dima de Rav Papa, I mean, I would have thought Toich Gimel, Deloi, Lichate. Had I always only had Rav Papa, so I would have thought, what was Rav Papa's Lashon? It has to be Betoich Gimel. He just told you how close to the corner it has to be. So I would think it can't be further than Gimel. But the Kama de Mikriv Maili. But the closer it is to the corner, maybe it's a good thing. It's the Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, no, but Tzorich Sheyarchik Meloi Kesher Gadol. It has to be at least three etzbayis far. Now, even the Rabbi Yaakov that only had Rabbi Yaakov, Hava Mina Meloi Kesher Gadol, Delei Likriv Tvei. It can't be closer than three, but the Kama de Rochik Maili. Maybe you can make it as far as you want, and maybe it's even better. The further you do it, Tava Yalav Bracha, says the Gemara, Tzricha. In other words, they were both saying Gimel etzbayis, but one was saying how close it should be, the other one was saying how far it should be. Rav Papa was saying it has to be within three, meaning it can't be further. Rav Yaakov was saying it has to be at least three, it can't be closer. So between the two, I know there's an exact, a precise place where you're supposed to put the tefillin, where you're supposed to put the tzitzis, and you're supposed to put the tzitzis within three yetz place. Ravina, Rav Sama, Abiyos, Vikame, Rav Ashi, Chazir, Rav Sama, the Karni, the Glimi, the Ravina, Rav Sama saw the corner of Ravina's beged, the Sosar, Ubatzar, Mabloi Kesher Gadol. So the tzitzis were closer than three etzbayis from the corner of the baguette. It was like very close to the corner. Amar le, so he told him, le sabal amar lehoda Rav Yaakov, do you not hold a look? Rav Yaakov's Rav Sama sees Ravina there, and he tells Ravina, do you not hold a Rav Yaakov's halacha that tzorich sheyarchik, it has to be at least three etzbayis removed? Amar le, so he told him, b'shas asiyah itmar. Of course I hold like Rav Yaakov. He said in the name of Rav Yochanan, of course I know the halacha. But that halacha was b'shas asiyah. When you make the tzitzis, it has to be that way. But it doesn't mean that if later the tzitzis tear a little bit or the baguette tears a little bit and it comes a little closer to the corner, it's no worries. You don't have to worry about it. It doesn't make this. So the Gemara says, Ichsif. Where if Sama heard that, he was a little embarrassed. He was embarrassed that Ravina was able to prove him wrong. I mean, he thought he had a Kayach Hataina. He gives nice Musar, very edel. And Ravina told him, nah, you're making a mistake. You don't even know the halacha. You're giving me Musar about the halacha. And it's a halacha that you didn't properly research. You didn't know that it's true. There's an Inyan of Toich Gimel, or it can't be Toich Gimel. But that's only with regards to the Shas Asiyah. So he turned to Rav Ashi, and you know, he had this embarrassed look on his face. Only Rav Ashi told him, don't feel bad. Chad minayu ki trei min non. Meaning, Ravina's from Eretz Yisrael. Ravina's from Eretz Yisrael, he's a Charif. He's an Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Chacham. We're from Bavel. So you're right, one of him is greater than two of us. The point is that Ravina, because he came from Eretz Yisrael, that's why he had a special Koyach HaTorah. So if you were upgefrecked from a Babylonian scholar, maybe that'd be a reason to be a little embarrassed. But for the fact that it's coming from an Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Chacham, that's really a whole different story, because Chad Minayu is Ketrei Minon. So you can't say this Gemara without digressing for a second. And that is that it's just interesting that the Chavis Yar, in his tshuva that we reference a lot, in Simon Tzadik Dalet, where he goes through his Klali Apsak, so he says, whenever there's Machloikas, Ravina and Ravashi. So we know Ravina and Ravashi together wrote the Talmud Bavli. So whenever there's a Machloikas between Ravina and Ravashi, the Halach is like Ravina. And he says, even though the Gemara says in Erev, in the Ravashi was Ravina's Talmud, Talmud Chavar, whatever, but still the Halach is like Ravina. You know why? Because Ravina lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Ashi lived in Bavel, and Avira, the Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. And it's a svar in Halacha, and it's for that reason, whenever there's a machloikis Ravina and Rav Ashi, the Halacha is going to be like Ravina. So we've spoken out an arichas of this in the past. The Ramban in his Mulchamis somewhere says, whenever there's a machloikis Rav and Rav Zera, the Halacha is like Rav Zera. Because Rav Zera also went to Eretz Yisrael. And he also was Zoycha Tavir to Eretz Yisrael Machim. We suggested that maybe this is related to the fact that Halacha is always like Rav Yechana Keneged Rav and Shmuel, even though Rav is a Tanu and Polig, and Taisus says in Ksubas Tav Chasim and Aleph, the bottom Taisus is that Rav Yechana is not a Tanu and Polig. So it's funny that Rav can, but maybe, again, this is an arichas, Rav Elchanan brings Rav Chaim Rain on this already, but the bottom line is it could be Rav Yechanan also, because he was the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael, Rav and Shmuel were the Gedali Adar in Babel. There's a concept in Halacha no less, of Vavira the Eretz Yisrael, Machkeh. But there's a very important Maramachim, there's a Ritva Masechtes Yuma, Dafnun Zayin. And the context over there is Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah used to make comments sometimes about the Yidden that were living in Babel. And over there, Rav Yirmiyah famously quipped. He said, regarding the Babylonian scholars, Mishum de Dairi Ba'ira de Chashucha, Amri Shmaitza de Chashichon, because they live in a very dark, gloomy, cloudy kind of environment. So all the Torah they say is murky. That's the way their Torah comes out. And the Ritva over there brings a tshuva from the Rambam, that the Rambam discussed the state of affairs that was going on in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael at the times of the Chachmei HaTalmud, and the Rambam says that not all times, not all tekufas were created equally. He says there were times it was much easier to learn Torah in Bavel over Eretz Yisrael, because there was persecution in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, Fakert, he says there were times where it was easier to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael than there was in Bavel. And he says, Reb Zeira said, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, because in Reb Zeira's times, it was in Eretz Yisrael, it was a great time to learn Torah. And Bavel was very hard. There were persecutions going on in Bavel. And then the Rambam says, but in the times of Rav Ashi, for example, it was just the opposite. He says, in the times of Rav Ashi, then in Bavel, and he says, look what Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi wrote the Talmud Bavli. And Chazal said, who was Torah v'gdula b'makam echad? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi. The Teres Chaim of Masechta Sanhedrin says, what did all three have in common? They all contributed to Chelek and Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torah Shebikzav. Rav Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah, and Rav Ashi wrote the Talmud Bavli. Half fascinating. And he said to have been able to undertake something like that, it wasn't enough to be great in Torah, but you had to have Gedula also. It was Torah v'Gedula b'makam echad. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Rav Yehuda Hanasi, it's Rav Ashi. But the Rambam says, things must have been good in Bavel at that time. You must have been able, this is the Rambam, the historian talking, says the Rambam from the times of Rav Ashi, and the Raya is from the fact that he wrote the Talmud Bavli, things were better. So it always bothered me on the Chavis Yar. Chavis Yar says, whenever there's Machlek is Ravina Rav Ashi, the Halacha is like Ravina. Why? Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. And what's the Raya to say such a svar? It comes from the Rishonim, the Ramban. The Ramban says about Rabbi Rav Zeira, but learn the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam says it was different kufis. He says Rav Zeira said Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim because of what was going on at that time. But then when the Rambam brings an example of a tkufa, where in Bavel it was even easier to learn, what's his example? It's Rav Ashi. Maybe this Gemara is a Makar, because this is Rav Ashi talking. And Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi himself said, he confessed it. Rav Ashi said, he tells Rav Samla, don't be embarrassed from the fact that Ravina stumped you, so to speak, because Chad Minon is Kitrein Minayu. Either way, we have a lot of rate to get to. Zok to Gemara Vaitu, Rav Acher Yaakov, when he used to make tzitzis, Rami Dalet, Va'ayef Luhu Meyef, Uma'ayel Luhu Beglima, Va'avik Luhu Mevik. So Rav Acher Yaakov made tzitzis, not the way we make tzitzis today. What he would do is he would take the four chutin, like Bishamai, he would fold it over, and he would take the loop side of now the eight chutin. So he didn't put it through the tzitzis yet. What we do is we put four tzitzis through the hole. He's put eight chutin through the hole. So he first doubled it over, put it through. You have a little loop on the side, and he would take the eight strings, run it through the loop. Exactly. And he would fasten it, and that's how we had it. Why did he do that? Because he had the makar of eight, which is learned out from Gil Gedilim, is b'makom sil. You don't just need eight hanging. You need eight going through, but only eight hung. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Rami Tamne the Iyushetzer. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti held like Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. He also held that you have to put eight through, but he held that you put eight through and then 16 are supposed to hang down. For lo yavak, I mean, he didn't tie it the way Rav Acher Bar Yaakov did. And then finally, Mar Breda Ravina Ovid Kedita, and he did it the way we do. Rav Nachman Ashkel Rav Adbar Havu Rami Chuti become a varik. Classic. This next Gemara is a classic. Rav Nachman met Rav Adbar Havu. He was making tzitzis and he made a brach. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then he concluded, "Asher kedishado b'mitzvayis v'tzivano lasoy tzitzis." Amalei, he said, "My tzitzi shamana." What is the tzitzi that I'm hearing? Is somebody making a bracha on asiyas tzitzis? He said, "No way." Hachi Yomer Rav. Rav said, "Tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. You can't make a bracha." So Rav Nachman told Rav Adbar Havu, "Don't you know Rav's psak and machsh kam bracha? You're not just saying a bracha when you make tzitzis." Kinoch nafshi the Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, all Rav Chizda remembered the Rav had the Rav. So Rav Chizda enters Beis Medrash and he asked the steering Rav, "Why Rav Chizda had to wait until Rav Huna passed away is for another day." So Rav Chizda now walks in. Rav Chizda was Rav Huna's Talmud. So he walks in and he said, "Me, I'm a Rav tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. Did Rav really say that you don't make a bracha on tzitzis? I have a steer of Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Night tzitzis baby kachamah shibsula. How do you know that a guy is not allowed to make tzitzis? Shenema darbel bnei Yisrael vaasula hem tzitzis bnei Yisrael." Yasu, only he is allowed to make tzitzis. A guy, a non-Jew, an ain't a Yehudi, is not allowed to make tzitzis. And Rav Chizda felt that was a stira. What's the stira? Could Rav have said that you don't make a bracha on tzitzis? But Rav said that an ain't a Yehudi, a guy, is not allowed to make tzitzis. Faith to go over, Mike Rumya. Why is that a stira? What does one have to do with the other? The two very important halachas and hilchos tzitzis. One is you don't make a bracha on tzitzis, and the other one is that a guy is not allowed to make tzitzis. But Ma'in Min Shmita Itzel Arsinai. Om Rav Yoises. Rav Yoises said, "Let me explain to you Rav Chizda's kasha." Because of Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda held, "Kol mitzvah shekshir b'ayv kechavim, b'yisrael ein tzarech levarech." Any mitzvah that a guy is allowed to do, when a yid does the mitzvah, he doesn't make a bracha. Kol mitzvah shepsula b'ayv kechavim. But any mitzvah that a guy is not allowed to do, or if he would do it, it would be possible, it wouldn't be a proper chefetz shel mitzvah, be Yisrael tzarech levarech. And if he does it, he has to make a bracha. And that was the stira. So Rav Chizda said, if an any Yehudi is not allowed to make tzitzis, then by definition it means it falls under the klal of tzarech levarech. How could Rav have said that when you make tzitzis, you don't make a bracha? If that's the case, it's a stira in Rav, because Rav said a guy is not allowed to make tzitzis. If a guy can't make tzitzis, then by definition it means, yes, most about the Gemara says, v'klolohu, and this is going to take us to the end of our part of the daf, not to the end of the daf, but to the end of where we're going to stop. Says the Gemara, v'klolohu, is this a real rule? Meaning, anytime a guy can do something, he can make a cheftza shal mitzvah, the halacha is, you don't make a bracha. If a guy can't do it, then you do make a brach. What about pres mila? You can have a non-Jewish, who's the mile, right? A non-Jewish mile, it's okay. The Tanya, we looked at a braisa. A city that doesn't have a Jewish doctor or someone that's qualified to do pres mila. But there's an armoy that's a roife or a roife kuti. So the Gemara says, yimal armoy by yimal kuti. It's more preferable for the armoy to do than for the kuti to do. You the armoy, just the opposite. Kuti v'loy armoy. But the bottom line is that either the Kuti or the Armoy could do it. The question is, who comes first? So you see, an any Yehudi is kosher to do bris milah. What's the kasha? Ubi Yisrael tzarech levarech. But of course, when you do bris milah, you make a bracha. But the Gemara says, we're discussing Rav Shita. And Rav Mifsal Pasal, Rav happens to hold that a guy cannot do bris milah. The Itmar we learned, mean, how do you know that a guy is not allowed to do bris milah? Darba papa shrei the Rav, Amadar ba papa's in the name of Rav. It says, va'ato es brisi tishmar, va'ato es brisi tishmar. Avram Avinu, his family, only you're allowed to do bris milah. Only you were commanded to do bris milah, and only you can do the physical circumcision. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Hamoil. Himal Yimal. And we learn from there, Hamal Yimal. We spoke at a lot of raid on this. Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, Amir Aleph, Allah, some Seifers, and a lot of fun raid. But either way, Rabbi Yechanan said, Hamal Yimal. Bottom line is, Rav Shita is from Vatas Brisi Tishma, that any Yehudi is not allowed to do Bris Milah. So it's not a stira. The fact that we make a bracha is not inconsistent with this rule. Rav Chizdehel and Rav Al Kopanim, there's such a law that says that anytime a guy cannot do something, you make a bracha. I bris milah. No, a guy can't do bris milah. It's Rav Shita. Yeah, there's Tanam that hold not that way. But Rav, maybe Tanu Paul, and Rav held that a guy is not allowed to do bris milah. If that's the case, it's not inconsistent with the rule. But the Gemara says, I'll ask you another kasha. Sukkah, misayeya le tefillin havi tufta. In other words, a raya to the rule from Sukkah and a tufta to the rule from tefillin. Sukkah, what's the raya from Sukkah? The ksheir rabbi kechabim. A guy's allowed to build a sukkah for you. The Tanya, ask your local rabbi. Schach, everything. Learn sukkahs, oivde kechabim, sukkahs nashim, sukkahs behem, sukkahs kutiyim, sukkah mikom makim ksheir. Ubavacha tehe misuchaches kilchasa. So a guy, that's one of the things mentioned in this braisa, is sukkahs oivde kechabim. Is okay. Ubi Israel, when a yid builds a sukkah, ain't sarach levarich. The tiny learned to the price. Oh, it's a sukkah latzmai. If somebody makes a sukkah for himself, oime baruch ato Hashem alikenu melech oilam shechiyanu vikimanu vikiyanu lasman hazeh. But leishabah, when you sit down in the sukkah, oime baruch ato Hashem alikenu melech oilam shechiyanu vikiyanu 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 vikiyanu. The Gemara says that we make both brachas when we sit in the sukkah, but the point is v'ilu lasois sukkah loy mevarich. You don't make a bracha on that siyas sukkah. Why? Because the guy can build a sukkah. It's very nice with this rule. You know why we don't make a bracha on that? Because anytime a guy can do something, we don't make a bracha on it. Yerushalmi, of course, holds. You do make a bracha on Asiyah Sukkah, is Asiyah Sukkah mitzvah. It's only a Hechshah mitzvah, the Tshuva Dami Nezer, Rashi and Makis, the Inkam Mekoyimai. So Asiyah Sukkah is a raya. Tefillin is a. But I'll ask you a kasha from Tefillin. If I write Tefillin, the Psula is that Kichavim. The guy's not allowed to write Tefillin. That's obvious. Ditani Rab Chinina Bere Derava Mi Pashranya. Sefer Torah Tefillin. Mazuzah Shkasvin Stuki Kudiyavi Kichavim Evet Isha Kot. And Mumer, Psulin, all of the aforementioned are not allowed to write tefillin. Shenemar ukshartam, uchsarvtam. And we learn from there, kol she yeshnoi bikshira, yeshnoi bikshiva, kol she enoi bikshira, enoi bikshiva. And being that the tzeduki, the kuti, the goy, the eved, isha and katan, and mumer are enam bikshira, as a result, they're enoi bikshiva as well. Ubi Yisrael. Ain't zorich levarich. If a yid, a soifer, is sitting down to write parashis at tefillin, doesn't make a bracha. The sholach rabchi abrei the rabun mishmei the rabbi yechanan al tefillin shal yad oimer baruch hashem ki dishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu laniach tefillin al tefillin shal roish oimer baruch hashem ki dishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu al mitzvahs tefillin. Those are the two brachas you make on tefillin. V'ilu lasis tefillin loy mevarich, but you don't make a bracha of lasis tefillin. Why not? Elolav haynu tak. Why don't you make a bracha? What's the kasha? The kasha is that if you're going to tell me that any time a guy can't do something, then you make a bracha. This is this rule, which was the basis of Rav Chizda's kasha, that being that a guy can't make tzitzis, dabrel b'nei Yisrael via marta, vasulam tzitzis. So therefore, you should make a bracha on tzitzis. How could Rav Chizda have thought that? Tefillin is a tyufta. So we had a kasha from Bris Milah. We were able to answer that. We have a raya from Sukkah. Sukkah works out very neatly. But tefillin tiyufte. Again, what's the tiyufta? You see clearly from tefillin that a guy is not allowed to write tefillin. At the same time, you don't make a bracha on asiyas tefillin. Because the only brachas you make on tefillin are, you make the laniach tefillin on the shal yad, al mitzvah tefillin on the shal roish. You don't make a bracha on asiyas tefillin. Ella, says the Gemara, hainu taima. So you want to know, in terms of the rule of thumb, when you make the bracha and when you don't make the, we're not going back to Rav Chizda now. We're just reconciling. On Sukkah, no. On Tefillin, right? When? Mila, yeah. Tefillin, no. Tzitzis, it's a discussion. So how do you know when exactly to make a bracha? Not, right? We have different rulings here for different classes of mitzvahs. So how do you know what to do? The rule must be like this. Kol mitzvah asiyasa gemar mitzvah. Every asiyah. That is the gemar. That's the mitzvah itself. Kugoyin mila. Afagaf k'sher by v'kechavim. According to Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, b'Yisrael sarach levarach. Yid has to make a bracha. The chol mitzvah da'asiyasa lav gemar. And any mitzvah with asiyasa mitzvah is not the gemar. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. Kugoyin tefillin. What's the gemar of tefillin? When you actually put the tefillin on, afagaf the psulois by v'kechavim b'Yisrael ain't sarach levarach. Sukkah's the same way. Oh, what about tzitzis? Ubit tzitzis behakom ifulgi. Mar sovar chayvus talusu. Geshmak a punchline. Umar sava chayvus gavrahu. The shayla gufa, whether or not you should make the bracha tzitzi tzitzi. What's this tzitzi that I heard? Because Rav Ada bar Haba held that you're supposed to make a bracha on tzitzis. And Rav Nachman was very. He said, no, you don't make a bracha. Achi amara. What's the shayla? The shayla is when you put tzitzis on the baget right then and there. Are you mekayim the mitzvah? If tzitzis is a chayvas talis, it's a din in the chetza. Then the halach is it's a gemar. Then you're supposed to make the bracha. That's where Rav Ada bar Haba held. But if it's a chayvas gavra, so that means it's when the person's wearing it. That's when the chiyav tzitzis is. So then you're not going to make the bracha until later. Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi Atun Hachi Masnisun La Anan Hachi Masninun La. So apparently Rav Nachman or others had a girsa that Rav held that a guy is not allowed to make tzitzis. And how did he know that? Dabra b'nei Yisrael the Amarta Alev Asulam tzitzis. Only a yid's allowed to make tzitzis. I heard just the opposite. I'm Rav Yudah, my Rav. Minayin lebet tzitzis b'yip yichav and shekshera. How do you know that a guy is allowed to make tzitzis? Shenemar dab rov in Yisrael v'asulem tzitzis yasu lehem la'acherim. It doesn't say dab rov in Yisrael v'yasu. Dab rov in Yisrael v'asu lehem. Should be malachtei nasis al yidei acher. Dab rov in Yisrael, tell him to hire, right, someone to make tzitzis for you. That's essentially what it says. So it's dab rov in Yisrael v'asu lehem. It should be made for them. Just the opposite. Bnei Yisrael should hire other people to do it on their behalf. That's the way tzitzis is supposed to be made. So this pasuk is not a makar that a guy cannot make tzitzis. Just the opposite. This pasuk is a makar that a guy can make tzitzis. Exhale.